Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
I've missed you, hon.
Well, I know. Gosh darn, all these holidays getting in the way, and then get the Clark show.
The Clark Squared show, yeah. You know, if there was one more, we could call it the Clark Cubed show. Yeah. Find another one.
There you go. It's 40 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for rain. It's going to be a high of 49 degrees, low of 41 this evening, and rain 90% chance all day long. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 50, a slight chance of showers, and then rain likely in the evening. And Friday night, we're looking at 44 degrees. Gosh, and on Saturday, we're still looking at rain. Hopefully it's coming slow and steady, and we will continue to get enough that it soaks in and doesn't flood everybody out. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Veteran-owned business right here
In
town. Okay, let's just get it over with.
Okay.
The lotto had three numbers picked.
Yes.
The winners are one in California, down in Los Angeles. They already said where it was drawn at, and the people swarmed this little convenience store. It's in a small area of a town. Everybody knows them and everything. He says, "I really love my customers." And yeah, well, you know what? He just won $1 million, or a third of a million, because it was bought there.
Yeah,
but you should see the photo of everybody. You know, because you know they're. Everybody's excited. And then they sold one in Florida, probably to some 90-year-old guy who doesn't realize he bought it. And the other one is in Tennessee. Now, my sister hasn't called me this morning, so I'm not sure. But that doesn't mean anything. Sandy's got a weird sense of humor. She may not just do anything. And then,
I think it's my sister in Florida.
And then I get a check in the mail for $46 million or something. That would be my sister. She would do something like that. She wouldn't say anything. And then I would just get a check in the mail for $46 million. Just go down and cash it.
Well, I have a sister in Florida, so maybe she won it.
There you go.
And if that's the case, never hear from her again.
Never hear from her again. Or my sister.
Sister? What sister?
My sister might just, you know, show up. You know, go, or maybe not. No, my sister. You know, my younger sister's taken care of me before at times. And it's just, you know, I just almost embarrassed sometimes. But
everybody can get over the nice fever woman now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can, because last night at dinner, we had a friend over last night, and we all sat there and talked about what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with if you won something like that. And it was kind of gratifying to hear is that, you know, a lot of it was going to be helping people.
With that much money, I have to believe that I can't imagine anybody who would not. I mean, everybody around in your inner circle
Well, it's not just benefiting, but helping people in a large way. Something like you hire two or three people just to go through the internet every day, all the papers, everything, and find those tragedies where a family lost their home. Or you know, maybe a child or something, and they needed something, and it would just be an anonymous gift.
Yeah,
you know, something like that. I mean, just
the sad part is you'd have a bunch of friends.
Well, you know what?
Everybody
you know,
who ever heard of you
Cuban
would be
says,
your friend.
Well, I know, but Mark Cuban says you give money to no one in your family, no friends, and I just couldn't do that.
Oh, I
would set up a foundation. I would just set up different foundations everywhere. What are you going to do?
I think
with
it'd
the
be
money?
Great to you know you have a friend who's always wanted to. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun to just say, here's a check for $30,000 or $50,000?
How about getting one of those small cruise ships, all right?
Yeah.
The one only has like 300 people on it.
Uh-huh.
I could fill that up.
A couple of times.
Well, just I've got 2,000 friends on Facebook. Some of them
there
I don't
go.
Know. Some of them
there
I don't know.
Go.
But I mean, you can take one of those small cruise ships and rent it for like a 2-week, you know, trip or a 1-week trip someplace. It's really nice, and just everybody could just have a good time.
It would be fun to have that much. Well, I can't even fathom that much money.
There's people that've got that much money.
I'm sure there is.
No, I mean, there are people with that much money.
But I don't know any of them. Yes, I do.
Well, you probably do know them. You probably know people that are extremely rich.
Yes,
But they don't act rich.
No.
I mean, I know people that are, you know, millionaires several times over. Most of them are hard-working guys and girls.
And they earned it.
And they earned it.
A bunch of them, yeah. And they still continue to work. Yeah. And the reason they have it is because they did things right in their life, made good decisions, and they continue to grow it.
Yep.
Second major celebrity passing this week in the form of Alan Rickman.
I have that right here.
Yes. And one of my favorite actors, by golly, and sad to see that happen. And
well, of course,
69 in cancer. Hello.
He was Harry Potter.
He was Professor Snape.
Yeah, but he was in Harry Potter, and that's why you liked him. I liked him because he was in a bunch of great movies.
He was Hans Gruber.
He was also the guy in Quigley Down Under.
Yep.
Yes.
Bad guy
yes.
in Quigley Down yes. Under. He played the sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood with Kevin Costner, and he played it almost in a comedic way. It was great.
Oh, it was so dry. Yeah.
You know, then he's just passed away. Who passed away? Who was the other one?
David Bowie, of course.
Now,
also 69 in cancer.
And there should be a third one now.
Yeah.
Rolling through here.
Okay.
I don't think of myself as a celebrity, but I think just Bob.
I'm just Bob. I'm absolutely not a celebrity. I'm not in a hurry.
Just Bob is worldwide known. So maybe you take care of yourself out there, Bob. Going down to the hospital, have him do a body scan. Okay. Good morning, Sun Gold. Morning, Jarhead. Hey, I'm going to say this several times, but this weekend on Saturday, Saturday is the Heroes Recognition Night out at Wind River. It starts at 5 o'clock. It goes to 8 or 9. And it's really recognizing a number of different, a couple of different people, too. But mainly, this is all about Classy Cafe and Millie and Kathy. And and the tickets are it's Community Heroes. It's Saturday, January 16th. Starts at 5 p.m. Linda's going to sing at least the national anthem. I'll be emceeing along with Vince Stevenson. And we're going to have raffles. We're going to have guns and baskets and all types
and,
of
and
things.
And is that a dinner?
It's a dinner. It's a buffet dinner out
buffet,
there.
Okay.
Tickets are
$25. You can score
bucks.
Them at Omega Mortgage off of Hilltop Drive.
Or down at Classic Cafe, I believe.
They were out yesterday. So I want to put
Well, I tell you what. Here's what's happened is they had to go out and print more. There are lots and lots of people want to help here.
Well, I think so, and I think it's just great that they're and also, if you can't attend, you can make a donation. So you don't need to actually be able to go on Saturday night, and if you can't do that, then stop by, give them a check at Classic Cafe.
I had somebody stop by yesterday and give a check. You know, my sister.
You can stop by here and give a check.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In fact, I'm collecting checks here, and somebody dropped one off yesterday. My sister said, write him a check for $50.
Perfect.
Yeah,
awesome.
And you know, she's in Tennessee. She's maybe she won the lotto. No, that was before the lotto.
Oh, yeah,
but that's just the way my sister is. I mean, she saw it on Facebook. My sister's a good person.
You know, they've been around for a really long time, and that's just a way for the community to give back. Talk about this often, and I think that people who don't get involved in their community are really missing something.
I think so, too.
Because you get so much more out of it than you put into it.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here.
Okay.
Because when we come back.
Okay.
I want to talk about a couple of things, but really I want to hear you talk about a couple of things. State of the Union address.
Oh, yeah. We
did you watch it?
No.
And I want to talk about this.
I want to talk about Nikki Haley.
Oh, okay.
And her response.
I didn't hear that. But I want to, because that was what? It was Monday. Was it Tuesday night?
I don't know
what I was doing. But there's a big court decision coming at the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS, and it's a California case about the teachers' union. That's a huge case.
Yes, it is.
And it's got a lot more ramifications than just California. because we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. 7:15 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to 49 today. It may rain.
Yeah.
Yesterday, though, it cleared up. Nice and
off
sunny.
And,
there's a lot of things happening, but don't forget Saturday night. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. We'll be right back.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon Acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes after 7 here on the 14th of January. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I'm just trying to stay in, you know, stay in rhythm with the commercial bit. It's brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends over at Tobacco and Brew at Espresso Joe's. We all have a little tear in our eye this morning because we didn't, you know, that's where I buy my lotto tickets. But you can get great coffee there, and it's less expensive than buying lotto tickets. You can get that. You can get cafes, espressos, cappuccinos, got it all there. Plus, great wines and brews and soft drinks and everything and hot dogs. Got it all there at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. I was in the humidor yesterday, and I tell you what, they have just got a super, super selection. of very highly rated cigars in there. They've got like you know, the 80th anniversary of this one cigar roller from Nicaragua, and you know, with specials. It's got all types of great stuff in there. Really good presents for people, and it's just you walk in there, and it's just got this cigar aroma in that humidor. It's like 80 degrees, you know, humidity in there. 80, you know, and so it's really kind of cool. Anyway, all of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, here's your chance. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to sip my coffee. Talk to me about what was Trish Clark's take on the State of the Union?
I couldn't listen to him. I just can't do that. Okay. So I did read most of it online, and then I listened yesterday to the talk show people kicking it around.
It wasn't a traditional State of the Union address.
It certainly was not. And it was.
He actually took blame for some things. Did you hear that?
Well, not really.
He said he could have done. He said, you know what, the split in the, you know,
oh,
the
he
split
had,
in the party.
He said, I
did not bring people together.
No, but then he went on to explain why it was everybody else's fault that it didn't happen.
Well, I'm sure,
but no, his whole speech was exactly what most of us had expected, that he was gonna. He's laying a groundwork for his reputation.
Obama Library.
Well, for what people are gonna remember about him
and his legacy,
absolutely. But more importantly, I like listening to what the media has to say about it, because that gives you a really good indication of what kind of a speech it was. I mean, the regular media is dying.
They're saying
they think it's the best thing he's ever done in his whole world. Even Fox, even the right-wing media, to a certain extent, Fox, as much right-wing as that is, they were even saying how it was a nice speech and everything. What really blew me away was Nikki Haley's.
Yeah,
she didn't say one bad thing about Obama. She just beat the heck out of all of the candidates that are running for the president for the Republican nomination. She chastised them until she couldn't stop. It was the
worst
thing. I
heard that a lot of people were upset with her.
Oh my gosh!
She was walking it back the next day.
She should run it back. I'll tell you how bad it was. Is because the right wing or the media that we all know is absolutely left and controlled by, you know, the Clinton News Network, as they used to call it, the whole thing about that. I mean, the media is bought and paid for.
Rupert Murdoch.
But they just were praising her about how she was taking control of the Republican Party, how she was telling them how bad off and far left they were, or, you know, out in the middle of nowhere they were, and how wrong
how
their candidates were.
Are?
Not, I wouldn't mean how far right they were. I mean, how totally off base. What I listened to part of her speech, and then I listened to the people yesterday, the talk show hosts, and they were all absolutely aghast at the stances that she had taken. She was just really all the front runners in our Republican nominees, who I think I'd vote for anybody on the Republican side, I think. We've got a good cast of candidates this time.
ABH. Anybody but Hillary.
Well, there you go. Okay, but I mean, I could not believe.
Okay, not Bernie.
Well, on our side. I said on our side.
Okay.
I'm not voting for
right.
their side.
Right.
It was amazing to me that they had that speech and that the Republicans who were lining up behind it said, oh, yes, we've just got to get somebody. We've got to get those front runners back out of the way and get down to somebody that can win. We've got to go with somebody like Romney, with McCain, with and I'm going, what don't they understand about the fact that they lost?
Somebody like Romney and McCain?
They both lost. You know, here's the point. They were so dead set that they thought Jeb Bush, I'm talking about the Washington cartel, that the inside Republicans that are in control back there, they really believed Jeb Bush was going to be their candidate. They cannot identify for one minute why people like Trump and Cruz and Rubio are popular with the people, because they really do not understand how upset and how disenfranchised and how absolutely angry the people are with the mess back there. With both the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, she did say the Republicans are as much to blame, but she didn't mean it the way we meant. She meant because we didn't go more along with Obama and make things happen. She didn't mean that they didn't kick the crap out of him and take and stop Obamacare.
She said, I thought she was a Tea Party kind of lady.
Well, actually, no. She's a middle of the road.
No, I thought that the Tea Party helped put her in the office.
Well, that may well be, but that isn't where she landed.
Okay.
Most of the people that have been elected in the Republican Party in the last 5 or 10 years were Tea Party people, were elected by the Tea Party, were elected by this population.
I thought the Tea Party had
no power.
Who's now
supporting Trump. Well, they do. The problem is they can get people elected. They just can't make them behave once they get in office. That's what's falling down. If you stop and think about the last two waves of people that came into Congress and then took over the Senate, they were all elected under the auspices that they were going to go in there and take over and straighten things out. They get into office. What happens to them? They do not do what they said they were going to do.
They
all become politicians. And again, I fall back on the only one that we've elected that comes to mind completely is Ted Cruz. He was elected to do a job. He's gone in there. He's taken on both sides and has done exactly what he said he'd do when he got elected.
So who are you supporting?
Who am I supporting?
Yeah.
I'll vote for any of the top three.
Who are the top three?
Ted Cruz.
Okay.
It would be my first choice.
And?
I'd vote for Trump.
And?
I'd vote for Rubio.
Okay. LaMalfa supports Rubio.
Well, that's because Rubio, they can stand the Washington cartel, if you will, the establishment back there, can kind of see where they can control Rubio because they've already proved they can't. Okay?
Right.
Trump and Cruz scare him to death, and I actually think Cruz scares him worse than Trump.
I think he does, too, because people still are not, you know, still not sure about Trump, but Cruz has never changed.
Exactly, and they know exactly what he's going to do.
I frankly would like, we need to swing from one end, you know what, we need to swing from that one side all the way over to the other side, and then perhaps in 8 years we can be back in the middle. Who knows? But, you know, as soon as they swing on one side, you know, they go from the far left of Obama and into the far right of Cruz, then you lose the House and you lose the House or the Senate. You know, after the first election, the next election, you're gonna start losing power there, unless he hits the right note with the people of the, you know, of the United States. You know, we're going into, we just had two of our boats taken.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
No, but it was because of an accident, but the Iranians took them, and the Iranians turned them back over the next day, of course, after photographing and pushing everywhere the pictures of them, sailors on their knees, and, you know, in front of them.
And Kerry says they didn't apologize.
And
Kerry says they didn't apologize. We didn't have anything to apologize about, of course,
well,
not.
Well, they turned them loose, but
it seems like they did.
But, well, I don't know if they apologized or not, but the, the thing about it is we got them back the next day. It was never mentioned in the State of the Union, but I wouldn't expect it to be if you're working on this. However,
the fact that they did it
shows that there's no fear. There's no fear from the United States.
You're so calm about that.
There's no fear because they don't believe he's going to do anything. He's drawn his line in the sand several times, and Mr. Obama has never done anything once that they've crossed over. That's why Saudi Arabia is getting into it with Iran right now, is because they do not believe that Obama's going to do anything.
They know he's not. They know that he is absolutely, we are the laughing stock. Him standing there, now one of the things he did say is that we are the strongest power and blah, 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 blah. I've never heard him say that before. I thought we were worthless. That's what he usually says. But he talked at great length about how strong we were. And that kind of flies in the face of the fact that we're so strong that somebody can just snap up two of our boats and take them prisoners. And we just gave them all that money and signed that deal and did all that stuff. And they've got them on their knees apologizing and saying what great people Iran is.
Who said that?
Didn't you hear the clip that they released?
Nah. Anyway, hey, by the way, Jarhead's in here, and he's saying he's getting a little – you're blowing his speaker out because of your passion, and he has real problems with loud, you know, with noise because he went to boot camp. He says he went to boot camp. I've never seen a photo of him in boot camp, so I'm not sure. Okay. But he's kidding, of course. We did get an announcement that 13 Hours is going to start down in Anderson here Friday.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
I think they said it's 7 p.m. But I think isn't it going to play earlier than that?
Well, it's on from you know what they haven't.
We need to have a party.
They haven't really released the times.
Yeah, we need to have a party. We need to get everybody that we know and just head on down there and just meet. You know, we don't need to rent the theater, but we can just go down there and just meet for the 7 o'clock theater, and then we could buy popcorn and go in there and whoop it up and during the show
on Friday night.
On Friday night. Or sometime next week, you know, just get together, you know, give us a little time, give Dr. Maria time to set everything up. Then we can all show up on one time, 1 hour, and we all go to that. You know,
well,
it'll play longer than a week.
But let's do it on Saturday.
Saturday we have
Classy Cafe.
We have Classy Cafe.
And
on Sunday we have the Bridal Show.
There you go.
I'm going to talk about that. 7:31, we're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air are voted best in the North State and have the best record of any of the big companies out there. They've been working in it. It's been over for 20 years. They've been doing this work. Martin is a veteran. They've gotten just really superior quality of the work they do. Any maker model is over at Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states in the mountains and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 33.
This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center.
On Saturday, January 30th at 7:30. It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits.
Bringing you another night of extreme fighting ready.
Amateur title and pro fights.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 30th. The event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now
online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 33
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UIN
or log on to windriver.com. Cage fights are better at the River.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning, everybody. Got some other things going on here. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to 49 today. Did we say we're going to have some rain today?
Yes, we
okay,
are.
Okay, rain and some more.
Rain,
and,
yes.
And Bad Bob's looking at the radar, the KCNR Free Fire Radio radar that's coming in. And so what's our radar station say there, Bob?
According to National Weather Service radar, we do have some stuff
coming.
Wait a minute, Bob. They run the radar.
Are you in the studio of KCNR? Are you in the
studio? Wait,
just don't say anything yet. Let me finish. Are you in the studios here?
Sir! Yes, sir!
All right. So what we're saying is in the KCNR radar, weather report radar, what does it say?
We have rain coming.
Okay, a lot of rain coming, right?
A fair amount.
So, you know, Bob, the other day, his weather report was this. Wet. That's all he said. It's wet. I mean, I've got that from the Weather Rock. Weather Rock's wet, too.
Yes.
Anyway. Hey, Lion King's starting. Lion King is starting at the David Marr Theater. Performances January 22nd to the 30th. It'll be 4 evening and 2 matinee performances. For more information, go to readingschooloftheArts.org. RSARTS.org. And you can find out more about it. It's Friday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. So on. Tickets are only $10 for adults, $8 for students under 14 years of age and seniors 60 plus.
Starting next weekend.
Right. Point in time homeless count to take place in Shasta County, midnight January the 25th to midnight January the 26th.
So you want to stay off the streets? That's
probably a good time because they'll probably count me. Are you homeless? She's a little upset with me, but I don't think I'm homeless. And this is where they're going to do the point in time homeless count to see how many homeless they're going to try and go out everywhere to try and get a good number of how many homeless are here. And the lady was here yesterday, Ellen Pfeiffer, and I they're taking it right off the HUD survey. And I asked her the question, well, are you going to ask them where they're from? So we can kind of get like a baseline of, are they from around here? Are they from some other place? Or,
mm-hmm.
Where's your home? I mean, not right now, but I mean, have you lived here? Is this your home? And you're homeless here because you don't. Mm-hmm. I say you're home, but you're homeless. But you're from here. And she said, well, that's not on the list. I said, well, no, really, that would give people a lot. That could give a big impetus to people because if you find out that 70% of the people that are having problems here are from here. Okay, well, we need to help that. But if you find that a vast majority are from someplace else, then that tells you something,
take
too.
Take away the impetus to help.
The bird feeders are working well.
It tells you something else. And, and then other people called in and, wrote in on the chat room. And she, this is the kind of lady she is because she's heading this thing up. Ellen Pfeiffer. And she said, I'm taking this back because this has a lot of interest from people to know where the homeless come from. And I just think it's an important thing. So hopefully they'll ask that. They'll put that one last question, where are you from? And they take the words of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they say, are you a veteran? That's one of the questions because that's what she's really interested in. Unfortunately, some people want to game the system, and they know they can by saying, oh, yeah, I'm a veteran. And they've actually had some get services from, like, the military or the Purple Heart or others. And, like, I was trying to get this one guy help, and we were out on a remote sometime, or on a mm-hmm. on live. And this guy said he was a veteran and needed a ride back up to Mount Shasta. So I call military or the Purple Heart, and they said, what's his name? And I gave him his name, and they go, he's not a veteran. He's run this one before. We've helped him. We've given him money. And then we go back and we're looking his name up and his supposedly his Social Security
Reagan,
number. Yeah, he's not a veteran. So
that's too bad.
But still, when they get helped, when they go into a service place, and then they'll go back and check on it. But just on the street, they don't. So I'm not sure if that's going to be it's not going to be a perfect number anyway.
Well, and it isn't a perfect number.
But they're looking for volunteers, though. And that's the thing is we need to, that's the bottom line. So you need to call, you need to give them a checkout. Go to T. Salmon, co.shasta.ca.us. It's T-S-A-U-L-M-O-N for the locations. And just go to the or just call up the continuum of care. All right, I've done enough.
Okay.
22.
Yes.
All right. Supreme Court.
Yes, the Supreme Court has a great decision about unions coming up.
Well, but could be, this could be a
but
big
far-reaching.
One.
Could big be huge. One. Could be absolutely huge. If they make the decision that, in fact, people do not have to join a union if they don't want to, and they cannot, you know, they do not have to pay dues.
Right.
It's huge.
It is huge. And it's not just here in California. It's at least 25 other states right away they have right-to-work laws. And that what this is about is teachers were being charged. They didn't join the union, but we were being charged so much a month in a fee. Mm-hmm. That they had to pay to the unions. And they're, you know, they're adamantly against what the unions, you know, are doing. But they still had to pay. And they said, wait a minute, why should I have to pay? I'm not a member of the union. Well, the unions are saying, well, you know, we're representing you. I didn't ask you to represent me, you know. And so there's a lot of people out there. And what they see this will happen, and it's going up in front of the Supreme Court. And so far, I mean, they've had several justices ask them pretty pointed questions about, what do you mean this is, you know, a free speech type thing? That's not a free speech type thing. You know, you are forcing people to give you money under the guise of helping them that they didn't ask for.
Some jobs are dependent upon being a member of the union. You have to join the union. And I know in some instances what they've done is they have a special fee for union membership, and then there's a special fee for lobbying.
Yeah.
Because the argument was that, well, yeah, I don't mind joining the union to be to have the benefits that I get, but I don't like the things they lobby for, and I don't like the positions they take in elections, and I don't know why, you know, they're taking the position that I have to pay for them to support candidates that I don't support. So that was an argument, and they actually did a split level where you only joined the union or you were part of the lobbying effort as well.
Yeah.
This goes beyond that and says you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
If you don't want to join, you don't have to join. Yeah.
You know, they were trying to organize a plan I was working in Tolleson, Arizona. And you had union guys there, and they were trying to organize, and they wanted me to sign up, and I was summer help. And I said, well, there's a couple reasons I don't want to, because, one, my dad is running a plant, and that would probably embarrass him. I didn't say that was my main reason. I just said, no, I didn't want to. And they were kind of being pressuring, not physically or anything like that, but just, you know, kind of pinging at you. And then the guys I worked with, one of them turned around to him, and his name was Terry. He was a Hispanic worker. He says, hey, the kid's father worked, you know, is the boss here. Leave him alone. That's all he said. And that was enough. You know, it would have been enough for me.
Well, I do remember, I think I think there was one job that I had along the way someplace where in fact, I had to join a union to have the job. That was just part of what you did when you signed up.
Yeah.
I think it was
grocer
clerk.
There was, you know, I have obviously a time for unions, and I'm sure there's still a time for unions. But I'm just not sure if the time and some of the tactics are being used now they have not moved on as other things have. Now you'll have workers that will tell you, oh, hey, look, we do a lot to keep your wages up. Just look, I mean, you could be getting paid, you know, $15 an hour instead of $20 an hour. You know, and we're protecting you on the job. I mean, those kind of things.
And it's absolutely true, but there's also the union representation that in order to keep their job, they have to negotiate good contracts. And I personally have had union representatives say to me, I don't care if there's only four people left working in this organization. They'll be the best paid in that position in the local area. To me, that doesn't necessarily help people keep jobs, because if you give those kind of salaries and those kind of raises, sometimes that means that people get laid off to meet that, and their attitude was pretty much they didn't seem to care. I'd rather have the union in there working for job retention as well as...
Does the union protect the idea of you can only hire Americans as opposed to hiring illegals?
I don't know.
They should, because it illegals, for the most part, will probably work at a lower wage.
Well, there you go.
So if that's the case, then I would imagine they would be the ones that are screaming the loudest for this a card check. because that would put them, you know, and this would be something the unions could really hang their, you know, hang their hats on out there. Hey, look, we are fighting for American jobs, or we're fighting for jobs for American citizens. We support the card check.
Well, there you go. That certainly that's something that unions ought to adopt because they, you know,
think.
That whole.
And then you would have more people. Then you could, you know, then as people would join the unions, you know, they say, hey, look, I supported you getting this job, you know, you, and not some guy that came across the border and just took your job
because you know,
he works $10 an hour cheaper.
Yeah, jump things a minute. This is one of the reasons, you know, I laugh about the people who are supporting Donald Trump and some of the reasons they are. They're finding that in a lot of these manufacturing states and the places where they're really working hard now, that a lot of the blue-collar workers, a lot of the Hispanics, are really involved with Trump. And the reason is because he's so strong on the trade thing. So many of our jobs have been lost overseas because of the imbalance of the trade. And we're not paying, you know, they're building everything over there. All the jobs in these industrial states have gone by the wayside or are diminishing. And he's supporting things that would maintain their jobs. So you got a lot of blue collar people.
They're saying that Democrats could put him in.
Well, you know, the interesting part is that the Republicans forever have said they need a candidate who can pick up some Hispanic, can pick up the independent vote, who can pick up some of the blue collar people. And yet Trump is the guy that's doing all of the above.
Well,
he's got a wide array of people who have got interest in his being elected.
Well, yeah. And he's appealing. He's appealing to a lot of people. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors teach all over Northern California, down into past Sacramento and all these places, and provides the most complete CCW training in Northern California. If for a limited time, NFI, I shouldn't say for a limited time, because NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for those Shasta County residents who maybe don't have a gun that fits them just right or just want to go through the class and to receive a CCW. And then NFI will help you select the weapon that fits you. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out their website, readingccw.com. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's 40 degrees out there, going up to 49 today with rain. It's 13 minutes until 8 o'clock here on January the 14th, 2016.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University, calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement, a live fashion show, and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The trade school now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th. To learn more, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2.
Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, me, and Trish Clark, her.
Good morning. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and it's January the 14th, 2016. 40 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. It's 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. We're talking about 13 hours. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Locally owned, locally operated, great customer service. Every gun that you could possibly want. Maybe not every gun you could possibly want, but every gun that you would like to have is right there at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, but the ammunition then you can put into that gun. Gunsmithing, concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes. It's one-stop shop, and he's got it all there, all the shooting accessories, everything. He and Mrs. Bastiani and their two little kids are great people. Customer service is just paramount with them, and he can match prices with some of the big box stores. You got to give them a chance. Veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222. Now, 13 hours.
Yes.
Getting ready to open this week. I think it's tonight.
I think it opens at a Reading Theater tonight, and tomorrow night it opens in Reading and Anderson.
Anderson, right.
Yeah, if you just can't wait, you can go to the Cinemark tonight at like 10:30.
Right. Now, 13 hours is a story about what happened in Benghazi from the viewpoint of the contract security guys that were there at the CIA annex. And the CIA annex was not the same thing as the embassy annex. They were, I think it's a quarter mile away. And the story, of course, everybody knows. Chris Stevens, the ambassador, came to Benghazi, and he had a couple security guys with him. They had the April 27th militia or something from the Iraqis were supposed to guard him. And that night, he was the embassy was attacked in force by Al-Qaeda terrorist. The CIA annex had security guys there, a number of security men there that would escort the CIA personnel around town and keep them safe, low key, but they were all highly trained. Former Marines, Rangers, SEALs. And that night when they attacked the embassy, they started calling for help. And these contract guys who knew the people there stood, you know, and said, "Hey, look, let's go. We got to get, you know, we can be there. They're starting to be attacked. We can get there now." And they were told to stand down. Now, you will hear all these other things that were told that they weren't told to stand down. But indeed, they were by the people on the ground there. Now, I don't know where that was coming from. If they were trying just to coordinate things, no, we don't want you out. We don't. And every minute that they did not leave the gates gave another minute for the other side to get stronger to get inside the embassy.
You know, and people missed a great opportunity because Chris Baranda was at the Civic Auditorium a while back.
One of those contract guys.
One of those contract guys, and. That's wow. He talked for an hour and a half
at least
and gave us the whole rundown of that whole thing. So this movie now is based on the book that we all got a copy of that night.
Yeah.
and listened to that story. And so I just hope people get out and turn out and see this because
you need to see this.
This is so important of the groundwork for everything we've heard from the administration and Hillary.
Immediately after this happened, you heard things like this was caused by that video they made purportedly made fun of Muhammad. Well, there had been a riot in Egypt, but there was no indications that night that they had anything to do with it. Nothing, none. These guys were out on the streets that day. No, there's nothing. And the riots in Egypt were a lot different than this. These had a coordinated attack, RPGs, men coming into the place, and then later on when they went to attack the CIA annex, they came in with heavy mortars.
There's one of the emails from Hillary Clinton to somebody else.
I think it was to Chelsea.
It was to Chelsea, I believe. It says they know exactly what it was. That didn't have anything to do with
the movie. She said it was an Al-Qaeda attack.
Exactly.
A type attack. Yeah. And yet, for weeks afterwards, they said it was based on this stupid video that was out there, and they knew better. They lied to the – she and the administration lied to the families
repeatedly
about what caused it.
Repeatedly.
So, but the bottom line, that's not what this is about, though. This is about those six men who chose to go out there and try to rescue Stevens. They rescued everybody else that was there, and they recovered the body of the communications director. Chris Stevens was so far back into this burning building, they couldn't get in. Then they had to leave because they were under heavy attack. They got back to the CIA annex where there was lots of people there. You know, a lot of non-combatants were there. They're, you know, people that worked in administration and all this. And so they ended up fighting it out over the next 6 or 7 hours there at the annex and received... Again, no help except from the Iraqi militia that eventually helped them stay alive. And then they had to make their own way to the airport with all these Americans and the bodies of the three. Two of them, of course, were killed during the battle, and then the third was the guy from the embassy. And then picked up Chris Stevens' body.
You know,
and so they could all fly back together.
This was one of the saddest
big fight.
The saddest things that's happened under this administration, and I think that people we need to make a good decision in this upcoming election, and we need to understand and take the time to figure out exactly how badly this administration has lied to us. This is an opportunity to see exactly what did happen and what didn't happen from a different point of view. And I want to make one other point about that before we go off into the next hour, about the speeches that were delivered the other night, and Nikki Haley's and the response that the media and the Washington cartel and the establishment back there had to what she had to say. We have allowed the opposition to pick our candidate for the Republican Party for the last three elections. They tell us who they think would be the best person. And we've been stupid enough to listen to them like they have our best interests at heart. Gosh, I just am so hopeful that the American people have finally woken up to the fact that if you've got all of the media saying how great something is, you've got to figure out how bad it really is for you.
Well, you know, and they're saying how bad Trump and Cruz is, and yet the people seem to have them, you know, really like them a lot.
Maybe this
should be what the people really want.
The Washington cartel is so far out of touch with the American people, what we want, how we feel about things, that they just can't imagine for a minute that Trump and Cruz, and I think they're more afraid of Ted Cruz than they are of Trump.
Well, and I tell you, well, yeah, because I think that Cruz
is a proven factor.
The other thing too is okay. One last
and he'll
thing.
Take them both
one last
on.
Thing
he'll
on,
take both
on,
sides
on Benghazi and other things. There are, and as Jarhead points out, but I've been reading these too. There's multiple reports from different assets that say, changing the subject totally, is that this is part of it. Is Hillary is in deep trouble, with this investigation. The FBI has expanded the investigation. There's all types of things happening now. Even the State Department is turning over more and more documents, and they found thousands of documents that are classified, including an email that tells her to that she told her people to pull the classifications off. Off the briefing and send it out.
Well, and Biden's making noises like he's...
Don't be surprised that Biden by June isn't in this race all the way up to his butt.
Yep.
All right, hey, we'll be right back. We're expecting Mark Baird to call us from one of the spokesmen for the state of Jefferson. Tell us what's going on in the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. Tonight's Republican debate will feature a smaller cast of candidates on the main stage. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Kluck.
It's the first presidential debate of the year and the second to last before the Iowa caucus. Tonight's primetime showdown in South Carolina will feature only seven Republican candidates after Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina were bumped to the earlier debate. All eyes will be on Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, who lead the polls and have been aggressively attacking each other.
That is White House correspondent Greg Kluck. And Hofstra University political science professor Richard Heimenfalm says none of the debates so far has really been game-changing.
They haven't changed the ordering of the candidates. And you have these debates, and people talk about who won and who lost, and they are dissected and analyzed, and then nothing happens.
Not taking part in the main event this time around will be Carly Fiorina and Rand Paul, who both failed to place in the top six in an average of recent national polls. The Iowa caucus is just 2.5 weeks away now. A key oil executive, Harold Hamm, is expecting the price of oil to just about double by the end of the year, currently sitting at about $30 a barrel. We get a preview from correspondent Jeremy House.
Oil fell to $30 this week, a 12-year low. It was also down 72% from the $107 level in June 2014. Hamm believes oil is at an inflection point, though he wouldn't predict the price's bottom. Hamm's Continental Resources helped lead a renaissance in the U.S. oil industry through the use of horizontal drilling to free oil trapped in shale rock.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Open Doors President David Curry says more than 7,000 Christians were killed for their religion in 2015.
This past year, the most violent and sustained attack on Christian faith in modern history.
And once again, most of the blood being shed in hardline communist North Korea and in parts of the world overrun by Muslim extremists. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The First Hostage, a new novel from New York Times bestselling author Joel C. Rosenberg. The president is missing, and the unthinkable becomes reality. The result is a global high alert, a constitutional crisis in the U.S., and the world brought to the brink of catastrophe. The First Hostage, from Joel C. Rosenberg, another adrenaline-charged political thriller snatched from today's headlines. The First Hostage, now available at your favorite retailer or at joelrosenberg.com.
The Federal Reserve is reporting the U.S. economy expanded across most of the country last month into early this year. We get more from Rich Thomason.
The Fed says 9 of its 12 regional banks reported modest or moderate growth in the latest period. The New York and Kansas City Fed banks reported that economic activity was essentially flat. Growth in consumer spending, which accounts for roughly 70% of U.S. economic activity, was slight to moderate in most districts.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. Sears Holding Corporation is confirming it's closing a handful of Kmart stores across the country by mid-April. That move comes a month after Sears reported its third quarter loss narrowed somewhat, but sales continued to decline at the two ailing chains. At Wall Street, the Dow is thriving in early trading right now. It's up by just about 199 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The 10 U.S. Navy sailors detained after two small boats crossed into Iranian territorial waters were released by Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The Pentagon made that announcement yesterday and said they had been relatively well-treated during their captivity. The Salem Radio Network did ask Colorado Senator Cory Gardner what the latest incident really proves.
We have seen Iran launch ballistic missiles in spite of multiple sanctions and resolutions against doing so. We've seen Iran basically storm a U.S. flag-protected vessel. We've seen Iran willingness to shoot toward American French vessels.
Senator Gardner is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on East Asia and the Pacific. Best Buy stocks down more than 8% in early trading after the company reported a drop in sales over the holiday season. It also now projects a wider drop in fourth quarter revenues, partly on weak mobile phone and personal device sales. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning here on January the 14th, 2016. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark and I are here today, along, of course, with Bad Bob Belongi.
And it's Thursday, and so it is absolutely the day that Trish is in the studio, and the weather is 41 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and it's supposed to rain all day, a low of 41 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for a 60% chance of rain, 50 degrees and 44 in the evening. And on Saturday, we're still looking for a 90% chance of rain and 51 degrees. Looks like it's just going to continue to be wet, and if you look at the radar, it's coming in here pretty hot and heavy. So
the KCNR radar, weather radar,
is still
showing that the rain's going to be coming in here.
Yes, it is. And the weather is brought to us by, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, on February the 13th. Start planning. That's a Saturday. It's Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
Linda will be at Elements with a band and a special show that Saturday for Valentine's Day. So you might want to start making your arrangements right now to be there because it'll crowd up fast. 243-3377. Come down and join us with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And then she's going to have, you know, special guests there. And it's just going to be a really night of romance and great music and food and spirits.
What hours is she going to be singing?
Oh, it's going to be, that's a good point. I think they're going to be singing a little bit longer now. So we'll get the exact hours, but I want you to just to call down there at 243-3377 and book your spot now.
Yes.
Instead of the first Thursday, she's going to do that first, she's going to do the 13th for Valentine's Day.
Oh, perfect.
Good. Hey, I just want to also remind everybody that this Sunday is the largest bridal show in this area, right here at Simpson University. Starts at 11 o'clock and it goes till 3. Over 80 vendors there. Over 80 vendors, and last year, well over 500 brides, plus everybody that goes along with the bride.
Mm.
Everything from cakes to flowers to photography to
facilities,
everything. And there's going to be a fashion show. Starts around 1 o'clock of dresses, tuxedos, and all this. So it's going to have a number of different types of dresses and different stores. They're going to be giving away tickets to Disneyland and a honeymoon cruise. That's right. Coming in, you're automatically, as soon as you when you walk in there, and admission is $7, and you are then entered into the drawing for the honeymoon cruise and the tickets to Disneyland. And we will announce them the next day right here, Monday morning at 8:05 on this coming Monday.
So if I go and I win the honeymoon cruise, can I just go without having a honeymoon?
You can go down and take a close friend. that's okay with me. If you win that honeymoon cruise, it's for brides. You know, brides.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That brides that are registered there. So I mean, it's going to be a great time. So it goes from 11 to 3 this Sunday at Simpson University. If you can't park right in that, you know, other parking lot, they've got shuttles that are running all the time. Don't miss this. This is your time to line up everything that's going on weddings and, you know, get a good idea.
Because a lot of brides are planning their weddings for the spring, and this is just perfect timing to have all of those people in one place to get all those great ideas for a great wedding.
You got it. All right. Hey, you know, State of Jefferson has really, exploded in the sense of more and more and more things are happening. And they just delivered petitions and everything down to Sacramento. And we have Mark Baird on the line, who is the spokesman for the State of Jefferson and one of the main drivers there. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Earl. How are you this morning?
Fine. I'm here with Trish Clark, and we are, you know, this is probably, we need a catch up on everything the State of Jefferson is at right now. I mean, 21 petitions to go on their own, you know, as another state. So many other people involved with this, so much national attention. Let us know where we're at.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. And by the way, good morning, Trish. I'm sorry I didn't mean to neglect
you. No, that's all right, Mark.
We went to Sacramento on one of the worst weather days I can remember down there, and over 500 people traveled from all corners of the North State, and I mean Lassen County, Modoc County, Siskiyou, Shasta, Trinity. There were people there from all over the North State. Some of them had to drive through snowstorms, chains on, chains off, but it was important to them to petition their government for redress of a grievance, and that grievance is lack of representation in the North State. So we took the remaining declarations that we have, and we may get one or two or three more, but the bulk of them now, on behalf of 21 counties now in total, 21 counties, several county supervisors have signed individually, a couple of county sheriffs have signed declarations, a few cities, incorporated cities in Northern California have signed declarations. Those have all been recorded with the Secretary of State and the Legislative Council for the California Senate and the California Assembly. And then we had some speeches by a couple of young people and a few of us to the crowd. And I have to say, I was absolutely humbled by the turnout. I mean, people were bundled up in their ponchos and their slickers. It was pouring rain, and they came and they stayed until the end to demonstrate that we are never going to go away ever until we rectify the lack of representation in Northern California.
Great. Just think how big of a turnout it would have been had it not been such a miserable day. To get that many people in that kind of weather shows the resolve of the people that are involved.
Oh, yes. And I mean, we had chartered buses. I was, like I said, I was absolutely humbled. You know, it's the way I imagine that we should be doing things in the North State. It's people waking up to the fact that the government of the State of California does not serve the people. The people are expected to serve the state. And we're going to change that, and we're not going to quit until we do.
There's, of course, a number of people that have questions about and ask questions about financing schools, colleges, the
state jobs,
pensions, roads. I mean, this is not something that is taken lightly, I assume.
No, it's not. And, you know, people are afraid. But I've got to say, the people who are most afraid are the people who occupy the Capitol building in Sacramento. We had exactly zero legislators pop their head out the door to see what was going on or come out and try to speak to the crowd or find out what people were thinking or what they wanted or do any investigation about this in any way, shape, or form. So far, I've been contacting legislators to introduce our joint resolution to separate from California. And they are scared to death of this thing. They are afraid that they're actually going to have to show some courage and do something. It's absolutely amazing how much cowardice exists in that building.
Do you have any representatives who have signed on with us?
We have one who is giving it due consideration, and I'm not going to name him because I don't want his associates beating him up before the fact. But so far, with the exception of one, Not one single one of the representatives of Northern California wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole, and I can understand why. They're afraid that their own power base will go away if we succeed. They are afraid that they will lose position, power, and money if they actually stand up for the people. We have one courageous legislator who may take this, excuse me, who may take this up. He hasn't said yes, but he told me specifically, I'm not going to say yes yet. I'm not going to say no. I want to read this thoroughly and chew on it a while, and then I'll get back to you. So, go ahead.
Mark, this is so indicative of the problem that we have in our government from the right down at the local dog catcher right up to the President of the United States. They forget that their job is to represent the people. It's all about what kind of office they've got, what kind of positions they're in, what kind of parties they're being invited to, what committees they serve on. And they have forgotten that they're there to represent their people that elected them.
I have one-word answer to that. Amen.
Okay.
You couldn't be more right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Mark Beard, spokesman for the state of Jefferson, one of the prime movers in that, and we're discussing what had happened in Sacramento during one of the worst rainstorms we've had in a long time, that hundreds of people were out there to support the delivering of all these petitions and all that. When we come back, I want to talk about addressing the fears, though, not just of politicians, because politicians are fearful anyway, but of people, not the fears, but I shouldn't use the word fears, but the concerns of people that live up here that say, well, how are we going to do this? And how are we going to do that? And to hear what Mark says about that. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's 8:16 in the morning here on the 14th of January. 40 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. We'll be right back.
On Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock here this Thursday, the 14th of January, 40 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call, 365-3793. He's going to go up to 49 today, of course, with rain. Our weather radar shows that the rain is really moving in, but it won't slow down this weekend because it's not going to rain that hard. Trish, we have with us today Mark Baird, who is our guest, spokesman for the state of Jefferson. And we talk about the politicians, you know, oh, gosh, you know, politicians work through fear. They're kind of like negative reinforcement for them. You know, if you hit them in the nose, you know, then they respond to that. But here's the questions from people that think that, you know, that believe we don't have representation, in which is what this is all about. But then they have concerns over things like this, Mark. And just let me go through the list real quick. All right, so we get ready. The Jefferson or whatever the state will be, but Jefferson's fine. It's been okay. We're going to approve it. What about the universities? What about the Humboldt and Chico and all the universities up here in the community colleges, the infrastructure, the people that who have got things invested in it, like Highway Patrol. Say they've worked for Highway Patrol for 10 years. What about people that worked in the state government that have, you know, they're invested in that state government pension plans? What else, Trish? Just setting up that infrastructure and to make things work. Right here in the state, and realizing it's not going to be okay, your state, and the next day it's yours. There's going to be a transition period. But what kind of plans are looked at? And I realize they don't have to be, down to which person and what kind of job. But just overall, when people ask you those questions, what do you say?
Well, first of all, I'll just make a blanket statement first, and then I'll address the individual issues. First of all, there are 49 states in this country that do not have the name California, and they all have paved roads and hospitals and schools and policemen, and they pay taxes, and they have infrastructure and grant money and public employee retirements, and they manage to do just fine. In fact, a lot of them are managing to do a significantly better job than the state of California is, voted the worst place to do business in 3 years in a row. Businesses are fleeing here every day. One of the highest tax states in the union, voted the worst run state in the union several years in a row, and if not the worst, it's in the top three. So, first of all, as a blanket statement, I think we're going to do just fine because, quite frankly, and according to one of the representatives that I spoke to, who is considering introducing our resolution, this state is, quote, an economic train wreck headed for an inevitable disaster, and under the current form of government, there is no possibility of turning it around. You give them $500 and they spend $5 million, and I could go on and on. Now, let's go to the individual issues. Universities. In Stan Statham's bill in 1992 and also in our joint resolution now, is the proviso that the people from Jefferson and the people from California would be afforded in-state tuition in each other's universities. We have a great university system in Jefferson, which we would own, according to the Committees of Separation and Camilla Harris's opinion, which was published in the six-state research. The assets of the state of Jefferson would belong to the state of Jefferson after separation. There's also an international outfit that's establishing a four-year university of the highest quality in Placer County. We could certainly entertain more of that. In addition, we have the option of turning our two-year colleges into four-year universities. I mean, the university system, I think, quite frankly, is one of the least of our problems, and we certainly have the brains and the talent to improve upon that and, quite frankly, do a much better job with the money. In other words, instead of teaching people what the professor's opinion of the world is, we could actually teach them the elements of what the world is. infrastructure, the same thing. The committees of separation, all of the assets of California will belong, that fall within the boundaries of Jefferson will belong to Jefferson. We have very experienced road crews in every single county that already know how to pave a road. Those people aren't going to disappear just because we changed the name on the letterhead.
Mark,
Highway Patrol, yes.
Okay, let me just jump in because this is one of the stickling points. In order to make the state pay well and be productive, we've got to do something different with the way we negotiate our contracts. If you've got a person that's worked, let's say, for the road department for the state of California for 30 years and is just getting ready to retire, how do you transfer what he's expecting to retire with without building in that same bad system into the payroll for the new state?
Well, Trish, that is a great question, and we have a plan for that. First of all, Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, and I paraphrase, says no state will make a law that changes contract law. So people who are vested in CalPERS are going to continue to get their money, well, based on the solvency of CalPERS, and CalPERS has made some very spurious statements regarding the unrealistic expectation of its employees for CalPERS's future solvency. But that's between the contractee and CalPERS. So we plan to, if someone is vested, if they're getting a check, they're going to keep getting a check just like their contract allows them to get. Everything we do will be by attrition. New employees to the state of Jefferson will be presented with a benefit package that you can budget for, that cities and counties can budget for, and that won't break the taxpayers' back, and they will be free to sign up for that benefit package or look for another job. And I imagine that would be more of a defined contribution plan rather than a defined benefit plan, which is what most people in the world have, and it seems to work pretty well. So everything we do will be by attrition, but we will do something.
So it would not be a state pension plan?
Well, it can be a state pension plan. It can be a county pension plan. It can be whatever the entity, the hiring entity, would like it to be. Certainly state employees will have a state pension plan. However, the state will be able to budget that. For example, when I started with World Airways a quarter century ago, I was handed a statement on my third day, and it was a projected amount of money that would be in my retirement account when I retired if I went the distance. And I got to say, they weren't off by more than a couple of $1,000. And that's called the defined contribution. So you have an employee, and based on whatever scale you establish, every year you put X number of dollars in his retirement account. Either you manage it or he manages it or Fidelity manages it. All of those things are negotiable. But the employee gets what's ever in that account at the end.
And Mark, it's very doable to do this. The federal government, in fact, a much bigger organization with way more employees, at a certain point in time, went from their retirement plan, which was referred to as the old federal retirement plan, into the new program, FERC, and switched over all of the employees and did it totally by attrition. And switched over the whole federal workforce.
Well, you know,
so
something
it's very
else too.
Doable.
Even the military is going into this thing of different types of retirement where you can put money in.
Yeah.
You know, instead of the.
So
it's
a wave of the future, and it's certainly something that's doable with the right minds involved.
It's doable. It's not only doable, but when you factor in, say, the average employable life of an employee, say 20 years or 25 years, it can be done within two decades, and we're on the road to solvency, period.
There you go.
So, and now, so back to state employees, nobody's out to steal anyone's paycheck. That's not what this was about, ever. Certainly I wouldn't want that done to me. We want representation. These things will have to be dealt with, but everybody's going to have a say in how they're dealt with. So our goal is not to steal from people. Our goal is to give them adequate representation so that they have some say in how their lives and their tax money is spent.
So
that covers CalPERS and state government as well. Now, state government, each and every county will have equal representation in the Senate, the federal model of government, and no county could be rounded down to less than at least one member of the assembly, just like Congress is. So we will have a federal model of government in the state of Jefferson, and our apportionment benchmarks will be one for 20,000.
The question here, going back on the cow's purr thing, is that they can, if they're working in this state, you know, say they've got 12 years in, and or 15 years in, they want to stay in Jefferson, but they've been paying in the CalPERS. Does that mean that their salaries are going to go to CalPERS, or their portions going to CalPERS, or is that going to start in something new? And then their stuff in CalPERS is still there; they're just starting a new type of plan.
Well, CalPERS is supposedly not a state agency, so although it's a de facto state agency, it's not chartered as a state agency, but you know, whatever their collective bargaining unit is, if it's CalPERS or if it's the Teamsters, they're going to continue to be robbed by CalPERS, and hopefully for them, it's my hope that CalPERS is still solvent when they go to cash their check. That's between the employee and his collective bargaining unit.
And only now, new employees will be impacted by the new state government.
That's right. New employees will have a benefits package presented to them fairly and out in the open and transparently, and they will be free to accept that or to go look for employment elsewhere.
Okay.
And again, I go back to just that specific point. I remember going through this with the federal government where in the air unit where my husband was employed, part of them were under the old retirement plan and being paid in one manner, and part of them were doing the same job, right in the same office, but under different packages.
Well, you've got that here in Reading, too. You know, the new hires are under a different package.
The county employment, same thing.
We have to take a break here. It's 8:31 in the morning. Mark Baird, who is one of the leaders and the spokesman for the State of Jefferson organization, is our guest, and we're answering questions about questions that people have, you know, on universities and people that want to stay in Jefferson but are working for the state or the counties in this, and how that would work. We want to talk also about where the State of Jefferson is going this year, 2016. And the fact is, and people are, you know, said here, is that the people in the South who have the most votes in the assembly have got to come, you know, they've got to come, you know, aboard on this in some way. But is that really true? But we're going to talk about that when we get back, right after these messages.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 14th of January. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to 49. It's rainy. It's going to continue to rain. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. But it's much more than that. It's the best barbershop in town. It you can't go in there without learning something about Redding and Shasta County. What's, you know, from the people there, you know, there's, you'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV or Oz or any of those. You go there to get your hair cut. Not only that, they shave around your ears and your neck. You don't get that everywhere, but you get it at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe, where Millie and Kathy are there for breakfast and lunch, giving you big hugs. And we're having, of course, that huge fundraiser, the celebration there this Saturday night from 5 to 8 or 9. You know, it depends how long it goes. And, you know, there's going to be close to 300 people there, but we can still stuff a couple more in there. So if you want to go, you just can get your tickets down at Classic Cafe or Omega Mortgage, and they're $25 a piece, but there are also going to be auctions and raffles and all different types of things going on. That includes dinner, and all the proceeds go to Millie and Kathy and Classic Cafe. All right. Trish Clark and I are here, and we're with, Mark Baird. And, if you've got questions for Mark, 605-4567, Trish.
One of the questions that's coming in is that the southern part of the state doesn't have any interest in us doing this, and so that they would be a hindrance, and they have to vote for it. Well, you know, I found what, because I worked with Stan Statham when we were doing this back before in the 90s, and found that the southern part of the state didn't have any issues at all with us separating. In fact, they kind of indicated they'd be glad to get rid of us.
Yeah, it's I think, quite frankly, if they really thought about it and they thought about it objectively, this is a win for Southern California as well. This is a win for both of us. President Polk recognized in 1849 that California was just too big to govern. Andre Pico, a very prominent landowner and legislator in 1861, he authored a bill to split the state of California at the Tehachapi Mountains that tasked the California legislature and was sitting on the desk in the Senate when the Civil War broke out, and they just dropped the idea. But the win for Southern California is that they can concentrate all of their political power, all of their vast resources and money, to solve the problems and the issues that they have there, infrastructure, gangs, freeways, earthquakes, things like that, that we not only don't have, but we don't help them with. In other words, as representation, we're no help to them in those things. And conversely, the legislators and people of Southern California have no empathy for the way we live our lives. They're no help to us. In fact, they're a hindrance most of the time because their political agenda is significantly different for us from ours. So quite frankly, this would be a win for everybody if California separated. It shouldn't be a threatening thing. Look at the victories you could achieve in that separation. Look at how much improvement you could bring to people's lives through the separation, not in spite of it.
Mark, and the issue that gets everybody is they say that they wouldn't separate is because of the water issue. And I always remind them that the water is most of the water in the state of California is a federal water project, has no bearing on which state it's in.
Right. The Central Valley Project is a federal entity. Once again, Article 1, Section 10 says no state can make any law that affects contract law. Water rights are water rights. We're no more interested in taking a water right from anyone. Lord knows we're certainly protective of our water rights. It's not our goal to take anyone from anything from anyone. Our goal is to restore liberty through adequate representation for each county and in much smaller districts so that people can have effective interaction with their supposed representative. And we do not have that now with the worst representative benchmarks in the United States, 300% or more worse than state number 49.
Mark, what about, Jefferson is established. It's lower taxes. It's a much better place for companies to be there. The government's off your back. You've got beautiful scenery up here, natural resources, good universities. What's going to keep a million people from Southern California or 2 million people from moving into Jefferson? I mean, what's going to keep San Francisco moving north?
Well, you know what, Carl? Think about that statement. That's kind of interesting because I've had German and Japanese reporters say the same thing to me because they're saying this. You know, the German guy says, "Oh, this liberty, this is amazing. German people don't know about this." The Japanese guy said that tourism alone would fund our state for the first 10 years, just people coming from Japan to want to see what a free state looks like and how people live. You know, our biggest problem, in my opinion, is managing growth. You ask yourself a question: why would people flock from California that they're defending vehemently, vociferously? Gosh, they're ugly in their defense and trying to stop the state of Jefferson. If that's the case, why would people flock to Jefferson? Because California is the best place in the world to live, and Jefferson is a huge mistake? I think not.
Well,
I think they want liberty.
Well, that may be true, but you're still going to get, when you have something like that, so people move up there and you've got to manage growth, but still, people have a tendency to bring their beliefs with them. I've seen it in other places where people have moved out, mainly in the retirement sense, but they've moved out to places like Prescott, Arizona, and have one, and they brought New Jersey with them, and there's lots of them. So,
sure.
I mean, you can't control that.
And no. When they come, they do bring their ideas. I dealt with it when I was on the Board of Supervisors. You get people who move up here from Southern California. They move at the end of a 3-mile dirt road up in Shingletown, and they demand and assume that they're going to have every service that they had when they lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that's where adequate representation, which is the foundation of checks and balances, come in addition to a constitution that is so strong and not impossible to change, because we do need to be able to change that when the public good demands it, but so difficult to change that it cannot be changed for spurious and frivolous reasons by the unchecked power of the mob, so to speak. In other words, we want constitutional republic where it is very easy to look forward 50 or 100 years and see that urban centers will control the assembly. However, the Senate will be controlled primarily by rural counties because there are just more of them. And that check and balance worked in California when we had the federal model of government. And California worked in spite of what the cause du jour was, I guess I'll say, in spite of what everybody thought was so important today that they just had to have it, not looking down the road to see what kind of havoc it would wreak. So if we have a Senate that is deliberative and represents communities and geography, and we have an assembly that represents population, what we're going to end up with is compromise. And that's what made California work before, and that's what will make Jefferson work for 50 generations if we do it right.
Okay. Well, that's a good question. That was a good answer.
So Mark, where do we go from here? Okay, so we've got that. Now we need sponsors to introduce in this in the legislature. Give everybody an idea of the plan moving forward.
Okay, we have petitioned our government for redress of grievance, lack of representation. That's official. If the job is done, we may yet get some more declarations. We welcome those. We want anybody that wants liberty to sign one of those declarations, and we will record that. Once we have done that, and we have, then I'm petitioning each and every legislative office in that building to either find a sponsor for our resolution or to be denied. Now, if we are denied, if 38% of the counties in California turn to the government and say we need something, and 120 of those legislators ignore us, they will have made our court case for us. If we cannot find a single one of our own representatives who has the courage to put a resolution in the hopper on behalf of almost 40% of California's geography, they will have made our court case for us. And what we will do then is sue the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. And at that point, we will either force an expansion of representation within the state of California to a benchmark that serves the people, one for 30,000, or at least one senator for each county, or we will force the state of California to negotiate and to engineer an Article 4 state split through that negotiation process.
It's quarter till nine right now. Our guest is Mark Beard, spokesman for the state of Jefferson. They've presented 21 petitions down at the Sacramento to the government down there, saying these are people that want to have their own state. And that not because we don't like California or the people in California, it's just that we can do it better. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University, calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement, a live fashion show, and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Reading Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Curt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. We're in our last segment here. It's about 12 minutes until 9 o'clock here. We've got about another 12 minutes with our guest, Mark Baird. I want to remind everybody, again, it's Thursday, but on Saturday, of course, is our Community Heroes Night at Wind River, starting at 5 o'clock. Tickets are $25 a piece, but it's going to be a dinner. You're going to have Linda singing the national anthem. I'll be emceeing along with Ben Stevenson. There's going to be raffles for guns, auctions for guns. Congressman LaMoffa is going to be there. And all this is to raise money to help Kathy and Millie of Classic Cafe, who have done so much for our community for the past decades here, help veterans and to help those less fortunate. Well, we're going to give back to Kathy and Millie, and there's a lot of people coming, so there's still room. Probably, I know they've gone and gotten more tickets twice. So, but you can get tickets at Omega Mortgage. You can get probably tickets at Kathy and Millie's down at Classy Cafe off Athens Avenue. But it's a good place to be. And then of course Sunday, the largest bridal show up here in Northern California at Simpson University starts at 11 o'clock, goes 11 to 3. Fashion shows, Disneyland tickets given away, and a cruise for that lucky bride and bridegroom from Avante Travel will be given away. Plus, everything you could possibly want if you're thinking about getting married, or you might want to just go down through there and take a good look.
Or
at
if you're
everything
the mother of a bride, mother or of the what bride, have you, a great idea.
Oh yeah, and
absolutely.
Fashion show with dresses for bridesmaids and brides and everything. It's got it all. Anyway, okay, Mark Baird's our guest. It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Mark, when you're doing the Constitution for this new state, when is that done? Is that done immediately through delegates that are already here? Because somebody wrote in here, and it's a good point. You know what? Once people see what kind of state this is, there's going to be corporations and billionaires wanting to move in here and want to have a little say about what's going on. So doesn't the Constitutional Convention have to be done like right away?
And it should be done hopefully by people who are a part of the secession, not the newcomers coming in riding our rod.
Yeah. The residents of the state of Jefferson will have all of the power in the state's Constitutional Convention. They will be either elected by local jurisdictions. Some will be appointed by local governments so that local government has a say in the construction of the new state. And then we've also made a provision, as an example, the legislation contains a provision so that there will be one delegate elected from each county. One delegate will be appointed by each county board of supervisors that affirmed a declaration. If the county board of supervisors, as in Shasta County, chose not to do so, then two delegates will be elected by the people. And then the 10 largest incorporated cities of Jefferson will also send one elected representative so that large population areas have a fair say in the constitutional process as well.
Will the Constitution be based kind of on, let me first, then you get the rest. Is it going to be based more on a libertarian type of Constitution there, Mark, where it's kind of like, hey, you want to do this, we're out of your business?
You know, Carl, that's going to be up to the 100 or so people in the Constitutional Convention. I'm certainly going to run for the seat that my county is allowed to elect so that I have some say in that process as well, but that's not up to me to say. What I hope it will be, and what we're going to do is we'll provide a starting point. You know, I'm writing a constitution with a lot of help from a lot of people. And by the way, if anyone has any ideas, don't keep them a secret. Never having broken a state in half before, I'm not the sole expert on the subject. So, but we have a lot of very well-educated people in government and in the private sector that are offering ideas. And we'll provide a framework for a constitution, much as the Virginia plan was presented to the Constitutional Convention. And at that point, the delegates will tear it apart and rebuild it in their own image. And it will serve the people of Jefferson, hopefully, for the next 100 or more years if we are careful to continue to stay involved in our own liberty. Because here's the deal. Liberty's messy. It isn't easy. You got to show up. You got to pay attention to the government that's supposed to serve you. And one of the things that makes me the most proud of the people involved with Jefferson is it has awoken a tremendous number of people who are now paying attention to the government that's supposed to serve them. And guess what? They don't like what they see in a lot of cases.
Well, and Mark, I certainly have been a spokesman for years and years that we get the kind of government that we deserve. We as the people have not done a very good job of, number one, knowing the issues before we go and getting registered to vote, and then, number two, voting when we have the opportunity. And once we do vote somebody into office, we simply don't pay attention to what they're doing. We don't hold them accountable. We do that at the local level right up to the presidency. Many, many people in the county are not even registered, and if they are registered, they don't vote, and then they have no clue how Doug LaMalfa or any of our other representatives have voted on any issue, because they just don't pay attention.
You know, liberty is the only window through which we can measure a government's performance. And when you close that window by failing to participate in the process, what happens to you is your own fault, because
right.
You don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Jerry Brown just wasted 80,000 gallons of jet fuel flying to Paris so that he could stump for climate change. And during that conference, he made this statement: I believe in the coercive power of the central state.
Well, that makes you feel good. Hey,
well, it makes you feel like you're in a representative
yeah.
government.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark, we've got 5 minutes left here, really 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Jefferson going in 2016?
Okay, here we go, and I'm going to try to go fast because okay. I'd like everybody to hear this. We have 4 or 5 jobs ahead of us. We need to continue to recruit the 10,000 phone callers. You go to FOJ51.net, click on the 51sters. We have thousands of people who are calling at least 3 legislators each and every day to tell them they want state split, they want Jefferson. The second thing is continue to gather signatures. If and when we go to court, all of those signatures are going to be relevant, and they add political weight to the bucket. Don't stop. Even if your county has a declaration, keep getting signatures. The third item is get money. A Supreme Court case is going to cost north of $500,000. We already have $120,000. Go to FOJ51.net and give a Jefferson, which is $2, for Jefferson. If everyone in Jefferson gave $2, this lawsuit would be fully funded. And the last thing is get your local candidates elected. Show up, folks. Stand up for the people who are going to represent you and for the people who will help us get the state of Jefferson through local governmental participation. So let's get these local candidates elected or reelected when they serve you well. And let's start paying attention to our own lives, because liberty isn't free. Freedom isn't free. It requires you, and it requires your direct and daily involvement.
Okay, Mark Baird, spokesman and one of the leaders of the State of Jefferson movement, and the time has come for 51. We have it's the kind of the nexus of the epicenter of the movement is up here, of course, in Northern California, Siskiyou County, Shasta County. The next big rally, do we know, Mark?
Well, we're going to have a leaders convention on the 23rd down in Live Oak, and county committees will be sending out invitations to that. And then after that, we're going to organize a series of town halls. And we have some evidence that we may be having a big giant concert and a town hall for liberty down in Yuba City or Marysville, this spring. So we're really hoping for a big turnout. We're hoping for some great bands. People can have a lot of fun, and they can talk about liberty in the state of California, or hopefully the state of Jefferson.
There you go. All right, Mark Baird, thank you so much for being with us, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. You answered a lot of questions. I hope a lot of people were listening, because we need to continue to address the concerns that people have.
Feel free to link this to your websites and all that, so people can listen to you, you know, for and answer a lot of these questions, too. I think we've lost Mark. Okay. As soon as we said goodbye.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to do something a little bit different. Well, first of all, Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian, is coming in, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things on, you know, for healthier animals and all this. And then for a period of time, we're going to remember somebody that passed away. We gave time for, people, you know, we mention people and we talk about them, you know, like stars and all this. But Richard Bay passed away last week, and he's got so many friends, and he's touched this community in so many different ways. He's somebody that a lot of people don't know, but he's worked tirelessly for the children in this county and family services. And we're just going to kind of remember him a little bit and let some people call in and talk about Rich Bay.
Good.
And we're going to do that. It'd be some of the things we're doing tomorrow. Plus, of course, we've also got our, you know, Haven Humane Pet of the Week, which we just really like.
And I enjoy that on the holidays I get to do the Pet of the Week on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, which was great fun. Because I always am just sure when they leave here that those animals immediately get adopted.
They do.
I mean, how could they not?
They do. You know, my son-in-law was here. And
did he take that one home?
Well, he went down. It was already gone.
Oh,
already been taken. And
well,
so is his brother. Sisters were gone. Everybody's gone. It was like he really wanted a pet. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day out there. It's going to be raining. Take care out there on the roads. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There will be just 7 candidates on stage for tonight's Republican presidential debate. The showdown comes as Donald Trump continues questioning Ted Cruz's ability to run because Cruz was born in Canada.
You got to make sure you can run. A lot of lawyers say you can't run.
Cruz says he is a natural-born citizen, adding that this never bothered Trump before.
When suddenly he was trailing in the polls in Iowa.
And Jeb Bush continues targeting Trump.
He certainly hasn't historically been a conservative, and the views he expresses right now don't appear to be conservative either.
The Iowa caucuses less than 3 weeks away. Wall Street stocks are soaring following yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow tumbled more than 2% yesterday. It's been up a couple of hundred points at times today. Right now it's up 204. President Obama continuing his post-State of the Union tour today finds Mr. Obama in Louisiana.